On Wednesday, the Federal Reserve announced a new round of quantitative easing designed to prop up the ailing U.S. economy. This promised new injection of capital into the financial markets by the Fed is expected to help maintain ultra-low interest rates for the foreseeable future, to drive equity prices higher, and to encourage more borrowing by consumers. In the end, the Fed wants the current disappointingly slow economic recovery to develop into a more meaningful economic growth pattern. But in their quest for a stronger pace of economic recovery, the Fed has led the nation to the edge of the cliff, financially speaking, by seeking to deliver national prosperity through the printing press. History stands against them, as it is replete with failed attempts of nations who have tried in vain to create economic solutions with newly printed money. The moral of the story is rooted in solid economic principle, and it's clear to everyone who is not drinking from Washington's punch bowl. Nations cannot print their way to prosperity. Those who ignore this critical lesson from history are quickly faced with the same predictable outcomes: currency destruction, loss of national economic confidence, and massively inflated commodity prices. Through their actions, Washington's intentions have become extremely clear to those who can see. They want to destroy the dollar. The Fed is hoping that they will chase investors out of government bonds into corporate bonds and stocks, which will give business a lift by their new quantitative easing. What did the $1.7 trillion of bond buying in 2009 and 2010 accomplish for the economy? We got 10% unemployment out of it and virtually no growth. The Fed's portfolio of government debt, which has gone from $800 billion when Bernanke arrived in February of 2006 to $2.2 trillion today, is so big that the Fed won't be able to sell it off without unsettling markets and shaking the general economy. They want to leave interest rates at historic lows so that Americans can create new asset bubbles. Do we learn nothing from history? Didn't Washington and the Fed just get through apologizing for inviting the subprime crisis, which occurred when interest rates were left too low for too long? Now they're at it again by lowering interest rates for the foreseeable future. This new round of quantitative easing is like giving crack cocaine to a drug addict. Instead of taking the time to detox and fix the system, the Fed's mantra continues to be, let the present be the minimum. There are serious structural flaws in the U.S. economy that need to be addressed directly. But instead, the Fed has decided to just throw more credit to America's credit addiction, and our derelict government stands carelessly on the sidelines, completely oblivious. We deserve a government that will protect the purchasing power of our currency. Other nations have already begun to express their concern. An advisor to China's central bank stated that unbridled printing of dollars is currently the biggest risk to the global economy. Germany expressed their concern, and Brazil did as well. Friends, Washington is relying upon something called the wealth effect to get you caught up in more borrowing and more debt. The wealth effect is defined as when your stock holdings increase and you feel richer, so you go out and spend more money. The American government has declared psychological war on you, and many Americans are going to fall for the power of the wealth effect. Will the stock market continue to go up? Of course. More liquidity in the system ultimately leads to higher stock prices, but it will also lead to higher prices everywhere else. Now more than ever, you should be making plans to prepare for the potential fallout of higher and potentially hyperinflation. Do you have 3 months of supply of food and water? Have you bought some physical gold and silver? Do you have any adjustable rate debts? It's time to get rid of those now, my friends. It's time to begin stocking up food and water. It's time to begin putting your money in something that will not be destroyed by Washington's insane amount of inflation that is preparing to wreak upon the economy. Friends, Washington has proven through their reckless actions that they are intent to take us down the same road that far too many nations in history have traveled down. The result is always the same: economic collapse and disaster. Printing more money is not going to solve America's ongoing financial crisis. Instead, it will only serve to further aggravate our financial problems. The fundamental flaws within our economic system can only be healed through drastically reducing the size of government and lowering taxes on businesses and American families. But Washington is not going to do this. So if you want to protect yourself and your family, and if you want to be a beacon of light to your own community, it's simply up to you. This is your wake-up call. The time to act is right now. And if you need help in getting started, simply contact us, 800-609-5530. We want to put tools in your hands to help you weather the coming economic storm.